Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. In today's episode, we're kind of going off script. We had a major snow event in Louisiana, and we had over 12 inches of snow at my house, and it was kind of a crazy week. So it was a short week, so I had a couple cancellations in the podcast. So I said I'm going to do something a little bit different this week, and I'm going to kind of give you guys a framework on the podcast and share some tricks and some strategies and some different things that we took away this year in 44 episodes of podcasts and a ton of different people and amazing realtors that I got to be in the same room with. So I wanted to take a podcast to basically frame out for you guys a couple of episodes, and maybe you hear a strategy that you like and you want to go back and listen to that episode specifically. And maybe you hear about a person or a story or something that you may resonate with and you want to reference back that particular podcast. So this is going to be kind of a history, a podcast, a framework, kind of an encyclopedia for, you know, referencing some of our podcasts if you guys want to go check it out, especially people who are kind of new to our podcast. So I just want to start off by saying thank you so much to all of those agents who have spent their time with me this year. I am so encouraged by your friendship and by your business, and I am just growing like crazy just by being in proximity to you. So I want to say this just as an exclaimer. All episodes are amazing on the podcast, so feel free to grab any episode that you guys think might have value or might bring value to your business by reading the descriptions of the episode. And it's just like your children. It's like I can't look at one episode and say, hey, that's my favorite episode, because it'd be like me looking at one of my children and saying, this is my favorite child. So it's a tough call, right? But I want to start off a little bit by telling you guys like how we even came about on this podcast. So it all started with the first episode, right? On our first episode, I heard a story from Darla Lejean, and she told me her heartwarming story about how she was a school teacher, and she was ultimately dismissed from her position as she moved up in the ranks just because she was a woman. And she used that to fuel her fire to become the top realtor in her small town of only, I don't know, 1,200 people or something like that in Iota, Louisiana. And she basically told the story of how she used that experience to completely grow her business, transform her business, but also help be able to establish herself not as a teacher in the town, but also as a realtor in the town. So that's our first episode. It's called Selling Real Estate in a Small Town. I highly recommend you guys taking a listen to that one. It's a very inspiring story, and it's kind of how we started along this journey of the podcast. So the whole reason behind the podcast is that we want to share value from top agents and the things that they're doing in their business so that other realtors can get business and grow their business just by hearing the stories. And maybe they're going to resonate with one person or another. And that's why I like kind of highlighting different people, and different people obviously are going to be inspiring to you, and you're going to resonate more with different people. So anyway, so I wanted to share a couple of the episodes that I felt like were really impactful this year. Feel free to take a listen to all of them, but some of the ones I wanted to just go ahead and highlight. So obviously that first episode is amazing. And one episode that I wanted to highlight was Do the Thing Have the Power? And this is actually with my office mate here at Real. And she is just amazing. She's got very high energy. It's Lindsay Reed is her name. And it's kind of our third or fourth episode, something like that. And she tells her story about scheduling and being a mom and all of the success strategies through her personal work schedule that allows her to be able to manage everything that she has in her life. And it's super powerful, and it's one that I've shared a lot, and I just think that the story is very engaging. And the next episode, called Youngest in the Room, was Sam Hayes, and he is an agent here locally from St. Martinville, Louisiana. And he grew up in the bar scene. He is like 27 years old, and he's been able to do a crazy amount of production in a short amount of time. But he really leans into his community, and he is on several different boards. He is on several different committees and everything in his personal town and his parish. So he's been able to make connections through his service, kind of that started in his, I believe, his grandfather's bar. He's super, got a super fun personality, and even sings on the podcast. So definitely check that one out. That's one of my favorites as well. Burn the Boats was another one that I really liked, and that's the one following that with Michael Carr. And he talks about that, his mentality of the no look back mentality of he's going to make it no matter what. He doesn't have a backup plan. He goes to work every day, and he shares the strategies that he has used to succeed at a very high level in this business. Like right away, he came into the business and he really crushed it right away. And he uses, like I do, a weekly email. He is a phone guy. He likes to make phone calls. He likes to talk to people, but he's big on processes and systems and the whole back end. And he really, really crushes it. And he goes to work every day. So that's a great episode for a no look back kind of mentality, and I'm going to make it like no matter what. Another one that was kind of a weird backstory is I Don't Love This, and that was with Cody Musgrove, and his episode kind of just happened at an office meeting one time, and he was just telling me how much he didn't really like being a realtor, and I was like, man, you have got to put this down on the podcast, and I need to hear you expand on why you don't like this or love this, and what are you even talking about? So basically, he goes over kind of the things that he enjoys doing, but also that he enjoys promoting and how he gets business from the things that he enjoys doing, which are playing golf and like playing music. So that was one that I really thought was very powerful. It was just hilarious. The whole time we just kind of laughed and joked about the realtor license plate and how most people kind of as realtors are all about selling real estate. And that's all their whole life is about is, you know, I'm a realtor and that's my whole image. So his was just kind of a unique flip the script perspective on kind of the realtor brand and how you run your business day in, day out. Another one that I really enjoyed was Dress for Success, and that was Paige Gary. She is just first class, and she brings a level of professionalism to the industry. She talks about the history in sales and how it's always been a situation where she's always had a value for dressing nice, presenting yourself very well. She does a lot of high-end luxury properties. So obviously the way that she holds herself and those luxury properties are kind of important to dress the part. And she's been able to achieve massive success in a short amount of time just by kind of having that high level of professionalism in her business. So I think that one is one that's very powerful. Another episode that I really enjoyed was Social Media Mama, and that's Kendra Scott. She basically goes over some exact social media strategies that she's using in her business right now to be able to really dominate it on Instagram, and she doesn't have thousands and thousands of followers, but she's been able to generate a large portion of her business through social media. So she shares some exact tips and tricks that she's using to grow her business, particularly on Instagram, and some of the systems that she put in place to be able to follow up with leads and do all of those different things. So that one is awesome for social media, and she just shares so many tricks and tips and all of those things that really just help you be able to grow on social media. So if you have interest in social media, that would be a highly, highly recommended one for sure. So I also wanted to highlight another one. It's called Shut Up and Listen. It's one with Rachel Thomas, who is a friend, and she's got such an energetic personality. She talks about kind of being a realtor in a small town, and she is just full of energy, and she has a personality that's, she's very authentic and she shares kind of a Cajun vibe, and she's got such great stories and it's just hilarious the whole time. So that one's a fun one. Like if you really want to just go back and listen to one that's just really fun. So another one that we had highlighted was Ice Cold Calls. And this is one where Michael Carr and I teamed up to go over our cold call sessions, how that was working, exact scripts, strategies that we're doing, and calling around, let's just say, an open house. And that was one that was very, I think, good. And it had some tangible scripts that we were using in those. And I think that that one was super powerful. So our top episode still to this day was when the NAR changes happened. So that one is NAR and the local MLS. So that was a pivotal time in our career when that NAR lawsuit came out. And we in Acadiana were the first MLS to actually adopt the system and, you know, remove compensation. So I think we were one of the first in the nation to make that move. We had moved, I don't know, a month or two before the mandate came into effect. So that one was one that I think maybe is very time sensitive. It talked about the mindset that we were in at that point. So that would be a fun one to go back and listen to. To me, one of my most favorite episodes that I have, and I share it all the time, is a podcast called Invincible. And that's with Brandy McKnight. And she is a friend and a top realtor who shared her emotional story of doing over 100 transactions while doing chemotherapy for breast cancer. So she shares her story and her mindset at that time. And she shares some tangible tips on what she did that year to be able to do 100 transactions. She also shares kind of the unique things that she does. She calls them pop-bys, and it's just little drop-ins with people and finding these little ways to connect with people on a personal level. And she does work out of a small town, so she has to be more hyper-local and all those things that she does in her small town to be able to, you know, really connect with her community and do great things in the community. One that I thought was hilarious was actually the first time we did two, like a married couple, and that's Married to the Business. And in that episode, I interviewed Gary and Hannah Amon, and they're a married couple who are both realtors, and they work together as a team. And it was just hilarious to see the back and forth. But what I really liked about that episode was they really work well together. And Gary may have a better vibe with the wife or the husband or whatever it may be, and Hannah may have a better vibe with the wife, whatever it may be, but it gives two different people at the same time. And I thought it was a unique way to do business. And for people who either work with their husband or work with a family member or, you know, anything like that, I thought it was great as far as insight was concerned, as far as being able to work together and have different personality types that kind of work together seamlessly to kind of really, really serve the client well. One that was a lot of fun was the name, I'll spell it for you because it's called Way, but it's basically W-E-Y-Y-Y, and it was Bo Thomas, and Bo is a local Cajun musician who actually plays the fiddle live for us on the podcast, and he just works kind of in an unconventional way, but he's so authentic with the way that he is, and his personality is, especially for us here in South Louisiana, was basically just so connectable to his client base, you know. So he talks about the parallels from being a musician, but on the stage, but also being a top realtor. So that one was super fun. Bo is hilarious. So it's so much fun to be able to like really dive into that one. And to me, that was a super fun episode to go back and listen to. Another one that I thought was really good was They Don't Show This on HGTV. That was with Yvette Guidry. And, you know, she talks about the same thing, being a lone wolf in the business, but also just really going all in for her clients. And she tells some really funny stories through the whole episode. And, you know, she really, really has a fun episode. So that one's awesome to go back and listen to. So another one that I really enjoyed was Hurricanes and Handshakes, and that's Jessica Broussard. And she talks about kind of her journey from coming from New Orleans and coming from Georgia and making it down here to Louisiana, but her background in property management, how she was able to level up her business through the years. And she is probably one of the top 10 to 15 agents in our community. And she really, really is amazing. And she's been able to kind of level up her professionalism. She's a high producing luxury agent. So that's definitely one, if you're interested in luxury, to go back and check that one out. Another one, Jalen was also on our podcast for the NAR changes, but she did one on builder-realtor relationships. And Jalen has basically represented builders throughout her whole career. And she talks about what to do, like if you would like to get a builder and what builders are expecting from realtors these days. So if you have interest in getting in with a builder, or you've thought that that may be an avenue for your business that you'd like to try to develop, that's a great episode to be able to like really dive into being a builder's agent and getting a builder in your local market if you have not had that opportunity already. Or if you are, it's still a great episode to listen to. The next episode after that was You Do Have Time, and this was Kim LaFleur, who is a top 10 agent in our market, and she talks about balancing being a mom and a wife and living an hour away from our community and really working a great schedule, managing a team. She actually has a large team and she's just awesome. That one has packed with value. So one of my personal favorite episodes of all is Scott Gaspard out of Baton Rouge has an episode called Make Those Calls. And now Scott basically had not even had a social media. He essentially does over 100 transactions a year since 2013 just by contacting his client base by phone. He actually gives you basically his exact strategy on how he's reaching back in touch with his people, what he's saying to them every week, how many calls he's making to be able to generate that volume of business. And also he talks about the time that he went from 50 homes a year to then selling over 100 homes a year consistently and what changed in that time where he went from 50 to 100. So that's a great one called Make Those Calls. Definitely a highly recommended episode. I send that one out a lot to people. Another one that I really enjoyed was No Mean Girl Energy, and this is Jenna Guerrero, and she is from the Houma Thibodaux area, and she is just full of energy. She's a life coach. She's very involved with her local community. She does a lot on TikTok. She does a lot of like food and local business highlights, and she's really hyper local, and she shares the strategies of like really being high energy but hyper local and just being all in for her community. That one was really, really fun to record, and it was fun getting down there and hanging out with her. Another one that I would recommend is called Intentional Grounding, and Cade Harris runs a top brokerage in the state of Louisiana, and he is a football referee on weekends, and he shares how he set up his team and the strategies and different things that he highlighted through the entire episode. So it's just super big on teams, what's important to them. And I thought that was a great one. So another one that's awesome is Best in the Boot. And that was an interview that I did with Darren James, and he was the top realtor in Louisiana for 2023 and 24. And he shares his story and he shares strategies and tips. And there's just, I mean, you got to get a pen out because the whole episode is jam packed with value. So definitely check that one out. One that I think is really awesome was Amazing Exhale, and that was with Robbie Bro. And Robbie, again, is another top 10 realtor here in Louisiana. And he is just got a great work ethic and takes great care of himself and uses strategies like BombBomb, which is a video software to basically just keep up with his clients, do client updates, listing updates, so and be able to buy back time. Another one that I really enjoyed, and this I recorded at the National Convention, was YouTube, What You Must Know. And this is with Jeremy Knight from Austin, Texas. And he's basically like the Move to Austin guy. He's got a YouTube channel that is absolutely killing it for him. And he has got, I don't know, 30 or 40,000 followers on YouTube. And he basically crushes YouTube. And he is kind of the go-to guy for that training. And it's just tons of value. So if you're at all considering YouTube, that would be one that I would highly recommend. Another one that we recorded at the National Convention was Will It Help You? And that was David Keener, who's the CEO of the Premier Group, the largest real estate team in the nation. It was covering like 37 states and over 300 agents. And he shares what teams are looking for in the real estate business. So if you've got a team, if you've got a large team, you want to hear David's story of how he set all that up, like that's a really, really good episode to go back and listen to. Another one that I really liked was Home Sweet Homa. And that was Angèle Duplantis from Homa, Louisiana. She shares a bunch of tangible tips on how she sought coaching in the beginning and gradually grew her business to a great level. And she's top two or three in her market. And she shares some really specific tips. One of them I really liked was, you know, her text coffee gift card, which allows her to be able to text out a gift card, and she only gets charged for it whenever she is, when they actually use it. It has a specific timeline on it. So she shares some specific strategies that she uses to really love on her clients, which I think is totally awesome. So one of my favorite episodes as well was Closings Happen Every Day. Now, this was an interview that I did with Ricky Carruth, who is a renowned author, real estate coach, YouTuber. He's got several 100,000 followers on his Instagram. I actually went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama and recorded this with him in person, and it was a really good episode. So he shares a ton of value through the whole episode, and it's just jam-packed with nuggets and ways that you can grow your business as a realtor. Another one that I really enjoyed was called The Extras, and this is with Teresa Rainey. And Teresa is basically an agent who did everything she possibly could to make it at a high level. And once she'd achieved the high level, she really dove into residual income and the extras that we as realtors can do as far as doing Airbnbs, doing personal rentals, doing flips, doing little extras that she does to generate a lot of residual income. And it's a great way for realtors who are saying, I would love to know some strategies and tips and ways that I can earn a little bit more money in the real estate game and also make it at a high level from production. She shares a ton of value there. The next one after that was called Get Involved, and Andre Schlischer from New Iberia, Louisiana, shares so many specific ways about how she got really involved in her community and how she has become the top agent like in her entire region because she's so hyper involved with local boards, with nonprofits, with the city, and become and positioned herself as the person that they look for real estate. That was a great strategy that I really enjoyed. The next one after that I liked was, it's called Okay, I'll Buy Them All. And it's Sean Hedich here locally in Lafayette. And he just basically shared how he came here from Australia with knowing no one. And basically, as he says, he bought his friends and used Zillow as a tool before anybody else did and dominated the market by bringing a level of professionalism, professional photos, and different things to our market that were not previously seen. He also talks about, you know, investing in the business and what things that he would personally put money into right now if you wanted to, you know, throw some gas on the fire and throw a little money at things and leave people behind in the market. His was jam-packed with value kind of the whole time. So I really felt like that was a very strong episode Get Back in the Game, that was another one that I felt like was really good, and that was with Rob Hillard. And Rob is from Opelousas, Louisiana, and he has become the top-selling agent in his entire community, and even at his brokerage, he's become one of the top agents in that market. And he's been able to really get hyper-local in the local football scene, and you can find him on the sidelines at a local football games, and you know, he's partnered with a few football players that have left his community and went on to come back to the community to give back. And so he's hyper local, and he's been able to do a crazy awesome production in a small community north of our market. So a couple more highlights were I drove to Baton Rouge, I guess, a few weeks ago, and I was able to sit down with Chelsea Snyder. And hers is called The House Tour That No One Asked For. And Chelsea is got a fun and sarcastic personality. And she does kind of these sarcastic home tours on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. And she's got hundreds of thousands of followers and listens on those sarcastic videos. And her personality is so fun and so engaging. So that is definitely something that I would check out. And it's just a ball the whole time. So, and then our last one that I kind of wanted to highlight was I drove to Baton Rouge and also met with Trey Willard, and his is Discipline Versus Disappointment. And Trey is a top realtor and has been for a long time. And he and I talked about our DJ backgrounds and music, and also like how we've been able to create that custom experience for our buyers and our sellers. But he also talks about leading a team of about 50 agents spread out across Louisiana and through Mississippi, and trying to expand across the state and across other states. So how he's been able to use simple disciplines, the simple things that he does every day, to be able to gradually grow from a real estate assistant to a leader of the top real estate team in the state, and those things that he's done specifically to get him from point A to point B, it's tons of value. So again, guys, I really appreciate y'all listening to all of the podcasts. It means the world to me that I get to sit down and share the stories of these awesome agents that we have in the South. And I feel like we have a lot to share, and I am always open to you guys. If anybody is ever, you know, willing to sit down and chat, I'm happy to chat and give you encouragement. Feel free to reach out. I'm happy to host anyone that has some value that they'd like to share with our community here that we've been able to kind of cultivate. I would love to be able to do that. So if you're interested in ever being a part of the podcast, being on the podcast, I am definitely open to that. So I wanted to just thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be in your ears on every week. So I just wanted to stay consistent and kind of do this highlight episode. So I really appreciate it, guys. And if you're really enjoying what you hear, we would love if you shared the podcast, sent it to a friend, gave us a good review. We're just trying to bring a ton of value to agents across the South, but also across the nation. So I appreciate you guys listening in every week, and it means the world to me and my family and all of the agents that are listening. So hope you can take a listen to a few of those episodes. And if you heard something, I guess, in this episode that you guys may wanted to go back and reference, feel free to do that and go check out any of those episodes that are all live now on the podcast. So anyway, guys, I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and I hope that you have an amazing day.